What if our greatest life teachers have fur, feathers, or even eight arms? Sin Montgomery's memoir takes us on a global journey through her profound connections with creatures who shaped her understanding of what it means to be alive. From a Scottish terrier who became her childhood salvation to an octopus whose alien intelligence challenged her perception of consciousness, these animal relationships reveal universal truths about love, resilience, and finding purpose. The animals in Montgomery's life weren't just subjects of study. They were mentors who taught her to navigate grief, embrace joy, and recognize the sacred in the ordinary. Through their eyes, we glimpse a world more vibrant and interconnected than we typically perceive, one where species boundaries dissolve into something far more meaningful, a shared experience of being alive on this remarkable planet. My journey into the animal world began with Molly, a fierce Scottish terrier who became my salvation when I was 3 and failing to thrive. Unlike my elegant mother, who dressed me in ruffles, I admired Molly's wild independence, her powerful jaws destroying balls, and her nightly patrols of our Brooklyn Army base where Wax would salute her. I studied her intently, her comma-shaped nostrils, her mobile ears, hoping to absorb her doggy powers. Her superior senses amazed me. She could detect my father's car long before it arrived and see clearly in darkness. Through Molly, I glimpsed a natural world beyond human perception, connecting to something ancient and wild that predated civilization. Children form powerful bonds with animals because they haven't yet absorbed society's hierarchies. To a child, an animal companion isn't lesser, they're different, with their own wisdom to share. Molly taught me that understanding comes through careful observation and respect, a lesson that would guide all my future encounters. At 26, I joined an Earthwatch expedition studying wombats in the Australian outback. When the wombats proved elusive, I stayed on to research rainbow-colored parrots and eventually focused on 3 young emus dispersing mistletoe seeds. I spent days studying these distinct personalities: Knackered Leg with his scar, Bold Blackhead who led the group, and Skittish Bald Throat with his whitish neck. I watched them drop to rest, preen their stringy feathers, and dance in gusty winds. One evening, following them to their eucalyptus shelter, I realized my purpose wasn't just collecting data, it was sharing their world. The emus taught me that understanding animals requires both intellect and heart. During a personal crisis, losing our rental home, a failed book contract, and my father's death, we adopted Christopher Hogwood, a sickly runt piglet. This black and white spotted creature's vibrant personality began healing my broken spirit. Christopher offered the acceptance my estranged parents never did. His extroverted nature and escape artist tendencies helped this shy person connect with neighbors, turning regular dinner and a show gatherings into community events. Kate and Jane, 2 sisters coping with their parents' divorce, became regular visitors. They saved school lunches for Christopher and created pig spa rituals that our now massive pig adored. Through them, I discovered the joy of children's company. As Christopher grew to 700 pounds, his influence expanded. The postmaster saved scraps, the cheese shop owner delivered leftovers while singing opera, and our neighbor Leela called him a great big Buddha master, teaching us to embrace life. Christopher's boundless enthusiasm helped heal my deepest wounds, giving me both a home and a true family, one built from love rather than blood. Crouching in French Guiana's jungle, I awaited the Goliath bird eater, the world's largest tarantula. A female weighs a quarter pound with a leg span that could cover a human face, her fangs delivering a nauseating bite. Our expedition's pink-toe tarantula, Clarabelle, became an unlikely companion. Sam, our biologist guide, explained how spiders have distinct personalities, evidenced by his lab's 500 tarantulas. Before leaving, Clarabelle charmed 9 local schoolchildren who overcame their fears. One little girl whispered, "Elle est belle, le monstre," Through Clarabelle, I discovered creatures who could shed exoskeletons, regrow limbs, and spin silk stronger than steel, yet softer than cotton, revealing wonders I'd previously ignored. One Christmas morning, I found my hen dead and met the culprit, an ermine, a winter white weasel with coal-black eyes. Despite its tiny size, it fearlessly challenged me. This remarkable predator, lighter than loose change, could catch birds mid-flight, swim, climb trees, and tackle prey many times its size. The ermine's fierce determination reminded me of my mother, who had died that year of pancreatic cancer. Like this small but mighty creature, she had overcome poverty and discrimination to become educated, learn to fly, work for the FBI, and marry an army officer. In its gaze, I recognized how deeply I missed her. At the New England Aquarium, I met Octavia, a giant Pacific octopus. On my second visit, she grabbed both the feeding tongs and my arms with surprising strength, our curiosity connecting us despite her powerful beak and venom. Later, she captivated a visiting radio crew by grasping hands, changing colors, and forming textured bumps called papilla while cleverly stealing their fish bucket. This remarkable display was possible through her distributed nervous system, with 3/5 of her neurons spread across her arms. Everything changed when Octavia laid roughly 100,000 pearl-white eggs in braided chains. Though infertile, she devoted herself to them completely for 10 months, fluffing, spraying, and caressing them until her strength failed. During our final visit, she rose for a brief farewell touch before descending. This last encounter revealed a universe aflame with shades of brilliance we cannot fathom, far more vibrant, far more holy than we could ever imagine. After losing my border collie Sally, I fell into depression until my vet called about a border collie puppy born with a blind eye. That puppy, Thurber, named after the one-eyed cartoonist James Thurber, became ours. Instead of our planned petite female rescue, we got a male tricolor who became our largest dog. With his lightning bolt stripe and massive tail, Thurber spreads joy everywhere, playing indoors, carrying huge sticks, and singing to music. His blind eye, the blessed eye that brought him to us, taught me that even in hopeless times, something wonderful might await. This truth has sustained me through darkness. Each animal brought unique wisdom. Molly's wild spirit, the emu's patience, Christopher's proof that family transcends species, Clarabelle's consciousness, the ermine's fierceness, Octavia's diverse forms of love, and Thurber's lesson in hope. Look at the creatures sharing your world. What might they teach if you pause to truly see them? Our fellow travelers offer wisdom beyond words if we open our hearts to learn.